A client, any of your after cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your after card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
President Hichilema justifies power exports. Kelvin Sampa sentenced to 24 months imprisonment with hard labor for theft. In global news, hundreds of families displaced by a wave of Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Good afternoon with the news at Phoenix. My name is Mutolo Mwamba. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized the significance of electricity exports for Zambia's economic growth, citing the substantial earnings it generates. Speaking during a tour of the Chisamba 100 megawatt solar plant this morning, President Hichilema balanced the need for exports with domestic demand, ensuring sufficient power supply for Zambians. The president expressed optimism that Zambia will become an energy surplus nation within 3 years, citing ongoing power interventions. He has highlighted government commitment to diversifying the energy mix, reducing dependence on hydroelectric power, and achieving a target of 100,000 megawatts of solar power this year.
And I want to say to Zambia, exports are good because the domestic demand has a limit. When we have satisfied domestic demand, we must export to earn more revenue and to support our business to remain commercially viable. If Kariba North Bank extension, this plant is not viable, it cannot continue generating the power.
That's
because
true.
It will fall short sooner.
Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced and convicted former Kasame Member of Parliament Kelvin Sampa to 24 months imprisonment with hard labor on one count of theft, contrary to Section 272 and 280B of the Penal Code. In this matter, Mr. Sampa was found to have misappropriated 1.4 million between May 2021 and March 2022 from Baruku Selesi Ngulu Trading Limited under the pretext of securing the release of a truckload of Konyagi Spirit impounded by the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA. Delivering judgment this morning, Magistrate Trevor Kasanda determined that Mr. Sampa's claim that the funds represented a legitimate commission to facilitate the consignment's release was an afterthought and lacked corroborating evidence. The court heard that Mr. Sampa assured the company's managing director, Baruku Sengolo, that he had contacts with the Zambia ZRA and would expedite the return of the goods, but instead diverted the money for his personal use. Magistrate Kasanda emphasized the need for a deterrent sentence, given the frequency of similar abuses of public trust. Former Higher Education Minister Professor Nkandoluwo has expressed frustration over her summoning by police for interrogation a few hours after losing her daughter this morning. Professor Luo, who had gone to the police headquarters this morning, says despite providing documentation and medical records regarding her daughter's illness, she was asked to report to police for questioning. Speaking to journalists at the Zambia Police Headquarters in Lusaka, Professor Luo said she was ready to be interrogated and told the police to go ahead and do whatever they decided they wanted to do, but that her lawyer advised her not to go ahead. Professor Luo has emphasized the need for collective effort to improve society, highlighting her pain as a grieving mother.
So I came as a mourning mother to come for interrogation. And I'm ready, I was ready to be interrogated, and whatever they decided they want to do, I told them to go ahead and do. But my lawyer decided that I shouldn't go ahead and do. But I was ready. I don't know what's happening. friends have a development which makes sense.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZAKI, says it remains committed to policy advocacy, trade facilitation and investment promotion as part of its mission to foster sustainable economic growth. Speaking during a breakfast meeting and member induction ceremony in Lusaka this morning, ZAKI Chief Executive Officer Elvin Nasilele has reaffirmed the Chamber's role as a top private sector organization in Zambia, focused on creating a conducive environment for business development and private sector-led growth. Mr. Nasilele welcomed the new members, describing their admission as a sign of dedication to collective action and private sector-led development. He has also extended gratitude to long-standing members, acknowledging their unwavering support, which he enabled ZAKI to effectively represent the interests of the business community and advocate for a more conducive business environment.
To our prospective members, we are pleased to have you among us this morning. We encourage you to engage with our members and secretary staff to gain a comprehensive understanding of the value and strategic advantages of affiliating with the Chamber. The Chamber remains open and ready to support your growth and represent your interests at both national and regional levels.
In global news, Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, triggering the mass displacement of hundreds of Palestinian families, witnesses say. Rescue teams recovered the bodies of five people while dozens of injured civilians were evacuated to hospital in Gaza City, according to local reports. The bombardment follows one of the largest evacuation orders issued since the war resumed in March. The BBC reports on other world stories.
The UN's World Food Programme is warning that drastic funding cuts risk plunging millions of Sudanese refugees deeper into hunger. The WFP says its support to 4 million Sudanese who fled to neighbouring countries may grind to a halt as resources run dry. Israeli airstrikes across much of Gaza are reported to have triggered the displacement of hundreds of Palestinian families. The bombardment follows one of the largest evacuation orders since Israel's war with Hamas resumed in March. A Palestinian human rights group has lost a legal challenge in London over the British government's exports of military equipment to Israel. It had called for the UK to stop sending British-made components to Israel for its F-35 fighter planes.
We take a break.
Check.
There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB. How can we help you?
The Bankers Association of Zambia, BAS, says the relationship between the banking and financial sector and small and medium enterprises has continued to strengthen this year, building on the significant support extended in 2024. BAS President Leonard Mwanza reveals to Phoenix Business News that according to figures from the Bank of Zambia, over 8.5 billion was disbursed to more than 300,000 SMEs at the end of last year. Mr. Mwanza has described this as a positive development for the economy, noting that banks, financial institutions and other lenders extended various forms of financial support to thousands of businesses across multiple sectors. He adds that these partnerships and financial transactions are expected to continue this year, further boosting SME growth and contribution to the national economy.
So from an aggregate point of view, and I must say that the information I'm giving is maybe a little bit lagging behind because we pull information from the central bank. So last year we are talking of 8.5 billion kwachas having been given to the SMEs. And in terms of numbers, we're talking about over 300,000 SMEs having accessed some form of support from the banking sector. And indeed other lenders in the market. So all in all, we are talking about over 300,000 SMEs in this market were able to access 8.5 billion kwacha as we were closing 2024.
In foreign exchange news, one United States dollar is selling at 24 kwacha 15 ngwe, 1 euro is selling at 28 kwacha 32 ngwe, 1 British pound is selling at 33 kwacha 33 ngwe, with 1 South African rand selling at 1 kwacha 36 ngwe.